Good morning, and welcome to the Piatt County Journal Republican edition for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is January 29th, 2025. Top of the front page, it's tax time again, and tax help is available at your local library. This article by Nora Mayberry. ARP Tax Aid Service volunteers will be at the Allerton Public Library to assist with tax preparation starting on February 6, 2025. Assistance is available early evenings on Thursdays and on Saturday mornings at the library. This is the Allerton Public Library, which is located at 4000 Green Apple Lane in Monticello. The service is free, with a special focus on taxpayers who are over 50 years old or who have low to moderate incomes. You can call the library, Allerton Public Library, to make an appointment for tax help at their phone number, which is 217-762-4676. Next up on today's front page is the good news that the Mud Puppy Festival is scheduled to take place on February 1st, that's coming right up, in Monticello. This notice by Nora Mayberry. The Land Conservation Foundation wants to educate local children about the Mud Puppy. The group is inviting children of all ages to celebrate the Sangamon River's most unique creature, the Mud Puppy, at its 7th annual Mud Puppy Festival. This festival will be held at the Monarch Event Center at 212 South Independence Street in Monticello on Saturday, February 1st from 1 to 4 p.m. The festival is free, but a donation is recommended. Children will have an opportunity to complete mud puppy crafts and a scavenger hunt. They'll have their wildlife passports stamped to fish for prizes and have their face painted. There will also be exhibits for everyone to learn about the Sangamon River and its wildlife, which includes mussels, birds, pollinators, and the state-threatened mud puppy, a foot-long aquatic salamander that's unique for its purple external gills. Monticello Mayor Larry Stoner has approved a proclamation naming February 1st, that's this Saturday, as Mud Puppy Day in Monticello. Local businesses and individuals sponsor the festival. The Land Conservation Foundation is a not-for-profit organization that's committed to preserving local natural areas for wildlife, for people, forever. The Land Conservation Foundation currently owns properties in Champaign, Piatt, DeWitt, and Vermilion counties, including the Bruce Hannon Levee Trail here in Monticello. For more information, you can go to the Land Conservation Foundation's website, which is simply all one word, landconservationfoundation.org. Next up on today's front page, the Monticello School Board has voted to approve abatements for the bond levy. This article by Nora Mayberry. The Monticello School Board abated $1.15 million from the 2024 bond levy. The abatement will transfer $150,000 of Piatt County facility sales tax revenue from Capital Projects Fund. It will abate $500,000 of surplus CPPRT from the Working Cash Fund and use $500,000 from the fund balance from surplus CPPRT transferred to the debt service fund. The abatement will result in a 32-cent tax rate decrease in the bond levy. The estimated tax rate for tax levy 2024, payable in 2025, is $3.32, which is 35 cents lower than the tax rate of 2023, which was $3.67. which is 44 cents below the maximum $3.76 rate that was promised after the community passed the referendum in 2018. The district is abating a portion of the bond levy using surplus CPPRT revenue from recent years, as well as revenue from the Piatt County facility sales tax, to pay down debt while continuing to address and assess facility needs and upgrades within the district. Superintendent Adam Clapp said that Monticello schools have seen upgrades in their facilities in recent years, completing the 2018 referendum project at Monticello High School and Washington Elementary School prior to the 2021-22 school year. This project included a 10-classroom addition, as well as building renovations at the high school, including 4 state-of-the-art science labs, a new choir room, a new agriculture classroom, and a renovated auditorium and media center. At Washington Elementary School, a 14-classroom addition, building renovations, and a multi-purpose gymnasium, the Arthur Bud Severs Center, were completed to accommodate pre-K through 3rd grade students at the Washington School campus. During the spring and fall of 2023, outdoor athletic facilities were upgraded with turf playing surfaces at the soccer field, softball field, football field, and baseball field. Earlier this fall, an athletic outbuilding, which includes a concession stand, restrooms, and fitness room, was opened at the Dwight B. Wilkie Complex. Also at the meeting, a public hearing was held regarding the 2024 tax levy payable in 2025. The corporate and special purpose property taxes extended or abated for 2023 were $10,001,420,000. The proposed corporate and special purpose property taxes to be levied for 2024 are $10,832,000. This represents an increase of 6.81% over the previous year. The 2024 tax levy includes the abatement of $1.15 million from county sales tax funds, $500,000 from the debt services fund balance, and $500,000 from the working cash. In other news, Superintendent Clapp told the board about a future Washington School bathroom upgrade with ADA accessibility, which would go out for bids in February. Clapp also recommended approval for a contract with Western Specialty Contractors for roof and masonry repair related to ongoing water infiltration in the west entryway. The total cost of the roof and masonry repair is $24,650. This work will be completed as soon as possible, but it is dependent on the weather. The district also approved the installation of Delta Controls Building Automation System at the new athletic building. This project will be completed by the district's mechanical service contractor, NTEC, for $36,300. This project includes software that will be utilized in other building automation system upgrades within the district, especially at the Monticello Middle School. This system was not included in the original building design, but since opening the building, it has proved that the district needs to be able to check the HVAC system's performance online, malfunctions, alarms when they're not running appropriately. Every week, we begin our Community News and Notes section with special information from the Piatt County Animal Shelter. We want you to come and meet the Star Wars kittens. These are siblings named Talon, Leia, Yoda, and Ray. These adorable kittens were born to a feral mama from Mansfield and have spent time in foster care before joining the Piatt County Animal Shelter. They've made incredible strides adjusting to shelter life and are now ready to find their forever homes. Yoda is the only little Jedi master male in the litter. The others are females. Leia is a sweet princess with lots of love to give. Rey is ready to embark on an adventure to find her perfect family. And Talon is a little beauty full of charm and personality. These kittens are sweet as can be, great with other cats and kittens, and absolutely love food and playing with toys. They're your perfect companions for any home. Please contact the Piatt County Animal Shelter for more information at their website, which is simply Piatt Animals, all one word, Piatt Animals at hotmail.com. Our next item is a special invitation to open your home to a foreign exchange student and make a lifelong friend at the same time. The World Heritage International Student Exchange Program, which is a nonprofit public benefit organization, is seeking local families to host foreign exchange students this coming school year. World Heritage students come from a variety of countries worldwide, including Italy, Denmark, Spain, France, Germany, Ukraine, Japan, and Australia, to name just a few. They are between the ages of 15 and 18 years, and they are enthusiastic and excited to experience American culture, family life, schools, and sports, and lots more. They also love to share their own culture and language with their host families, who welcome the students into their home, not as a guest, but as a family member, giving everyone involved a rich cultural experience. Host families may be single parents, couples, and single persons. The exchange students have pocket money for personal expenses and full health, accident, and liability insurance. World Heritage students are carefully selected based upon academics and personality, and host families choose their own student from different backgrounds, countries, and personal interests. World Heritage also offers qualified American students the opportunity to learn another language and culture by spending a school year, a semester, or a summer with a host family in another country. If interested in hosting an exchange student or becoming an exchange student abroad, please call Deborah at this following phone number, which is 1-800-888-9040, or you can visit the organization on their website, which is world-heritage.org. That's it, world-heritage.org, or you can send an email to their address, which is info@world-heritage.org. Very simple, info@worldheritage.org. To request more information or start the application process. Students are eager to learn about their American host family, so begin the process of welcoming your new son or daughter today. The memories and the relationships you create with your exchange student will stay with you and with them forever. Once again, contact is Deborah Garbin at the World Heritage Museum. She's program director. Phone number is 800-888-9040, or you can email them at info@world-heritage.org. Next up in our community news and notes, you can take the steps to become heart healthy with Illinois Extension classes. According to the Centers for Disease Control, heart disease remains a leading cause of death for adults in the United States. Learn how to improve your heart health and reduce the risk of heart disease with this free community program presented by the University of Illinois Extension. Heart Smart Eating will be presented from 2 to 3 p.m. on February 4th. And that is a Tuesday at the Moroa Public Library, which is located at 305 East Garfield Street. Participants will explore the impact of sodium, fat, added sugar, and fiber on heart health, and learn practical skills to make heart-healthy food choices, from grocery shopping to meal planning. Small changes add up to get blood cholesterol and blood pressure numbers into a healthy range, said nutrition and wellness educator Caitlin Mellendorf. This class will raise your knowledge and skills to make more informed, heart-healthy food choices. Heart Smart Eating is free to attend, but please call ahead to the Moroa Library at 217-794-5111 to register. In the event of inclement weather, an alternative date of February 11th has been scheduled. Again, this is Heart Healthy Eating. Next up, the Farm Credit Illinois is accepting Ag Scholarship applications. Their annual agriculture scholarships and community improvement grant programs are open through the month of February. High school seniors pursuing an ag-related curriculum or trade in a college or vocational school next fall in pursuit of an on-farm or industry career are invited to apply for a $2,500 Farm Credit Illinois Agriculture Scholarship. 30 scholarships will be awarded in 2025, with two applicants of color designated Diversity in Agriculture Scholars. Recipients are selected based on a combination of participation and leadership in school and community organizations, a genuine passion for farming or agriculture, and commitment to an agriculture-related career. Applicants must be high school seniors enrolling in a college, university, or vocational school during the 2025 fall semester to pursue an agriculture-related academic major and career. Applicants must reside in, or immediate family members must farm in, one of the 60 central and southern Illinois counties served by the Farm Credit Illinois. Recipients will receive $1,250 for the fall 2025 semester and $1,250 for the fall 2027 semester. Farm Credit Illinois also invites 4-H clubs and FFA chapters organizing projects to apply for a $500 community improvement grant for those projects. 50 $500 grants will be awarded to assist youth members in bringing positive change to their local community. Clubs should choose a project that delivers tangible value where the outcome is visible. Farm Credit Illinois encourages collaboration with other local organizations to develop and complete the improvement project. Online applications for the scholarships and grants programs are available at this website, which is Farm Credit IL, that's Illinois, all one word, farmcreditil.com. And applications must be submitted by February 28th. To ask questions or make requests for additional information, you can use this website, which is simply ask@farmcreditil.com. Once again, that's ask@farmcreditil.com. Investing in today's youth is essential to secure the future of the agriculture industry, said Kelly Hunt, FCI CEO. Farm Credit Illinois Agriculture Scholarship and Community Improvement Grant programs help empower these young leaders with skills and knowledge to grow and strengthen our rural communities. Next up, the Macon County Conservation District is holding eagle viewing trips throughout February. The Macon County Conservation District invites you to join us on one of several eagle viewing trips in February. All trips are open to all ages. Each trip departs from and returns to the Rock Springs Nature Center, and the cost for each eagle viewing trip is $30 per person. On Saturdays, February 1st, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., join staff on a trip to Starved Rock State Park to watch eagles on the Illinois River. There will also be a visit to the Lock and Dam Museum. You can bring your own lunch or purchase one from the Starved Rock restaurant. Dress warmly and be prepared to spend time outdoors. You must pre-register online by noon the day before the trip of your choice at the MaconCountyConservation.org. As smaller waterways and bodies of water freeze over in the cold weather, larger rivers like the Illinois typically do not freeze and serve as excellent feeding grounds for bald eagles moving through the area, said Alicia Callison, Director of Program Services. If conditions are right, eagles can often be seen congregating at Starved Rock State Park, and it's really a sight to behold. Next up, the Master Gardeners Program is inviting you to consider taking advantage of some training opportunities available in Macon and Piatt counties. Master Gardeners are volunteers who provide unbiased, research-based information after completing classes taught by University of Illinois specialists and Extension educators. Illinois Extension Master Gardeners host educational programs in their community, respond to calls or emails from the public, maintain demonstration gardens, and donate food from community gardens. Register now for the Winter-Spring Master Gardener Hybrid Training in Macon and Piatt counties. Master Gardener training will be from 9 a.m. to noon, beginning on February 4th and ending April 15th. Macon County sessions will be held at the Decatur Public Library at 130 North Franklin Street in Decatur. Piatt County sessions will be at the Piatt County Extension Office at 210 South Market Street in Monticello. The fee for the hybrid training is $175 and fee waivers are available. You can register for the winter-spring hybrid training for Macon or Piatt counties at the following website, which is go.illinois.edu, and look for the link for Master Gardener training. For questions, please contact Beth Miglin, the Piatt County Horticulture Program Coordinator. You can call her at 217-762-2191. Or for the Macon County Horticulture Program, you can call Coordinator Whitney Allison, and her phone number is 217-877-6042. The 2025 Supper Club at Allerton Park in the Mansion was created to build a community through a shared love of food, arts, and education. Each dinner will feature a local artisan chef and a specially crafted menu, plus a chance to hear from and interact with the chef. Supper Club membership includes four dinners in 2025, as well as an early access cocktail hour and complimentary perks. The dates for this year's supper clubs are Saturday, March 15th, Friday, May 2nd, Saturday, September 6th, Friday, November 7th. Each supper is a fee of $100, and to become a Supper Club member and receive access to all the dates, call us at 217-333-3287. This is the Allerton Supper Club. Also at Allerton, they are inviting you to sip your favorite beverage in the beautifully renovated solarium of the mansion and learn about the history of Allerton Park and the Allerton family story during History Happy Hours on Thursdays, February 20th, March 20th, and April 17th from 5 to 6 p.m. During each event, Visitor Center Coordinator Sarah Putman will highlight a new historical topic related to Allerton Park. You can register for one program or the entire series, which also includes a cash bar. Program fee is $5 per person. The topics are the Oakley Dam Prices, on January 23rd, Allerton in the Art Institute of Chicago on February 20th, Original Artworks at Allerton on March 20th, and the Friends of Robert Allerton on April 17th. You can register online for this event or the Historical Happy Hours at eventbrite.com and look for the link to the History Happy Hours. You can learn safe food handling practices with an Illinois Extension program sponsored by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which estimates that an overwhelming 48 million people fall ill from foodborne diseases each year, and approximately 128,000 individuals require hospitalizations. Businesses serving food in Illinois must have staff trained as certified food protection managers. So register today for the upcoming training in Maca County. Certified food protection manager training will be held from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on February 25th and February 27th at the Homework Hangout Club located at 249 West Webster Street in Decatur. This two-day course includes the exam and covers the current FDA food code, including the safe food preparation, cooking and handling, facility safety and maintenance, employee health and hygiene, and cleaning and sanitation. Participants must attend both days. The national certification exam is on the second day, and certificates must be renewed every 5 years. Additional Illinois Extension Certified Food Protection Manager training. It will be held on June 25th and 27th from 9 to 3 p.m. in the DeWitt County Farm Bureau, and on October 6th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Piatt County Extension Office. Consumers read weekly about food recalls and outbreaks, some of which impact local restaurants, hospital kitchens, and other types of food services, said nutrition and wellness educator Caitlin Mellendorf. This training ensures that new and seasoned kitchen workers have up-to-date skills and knowledge to be food safe while working. Today's paper contains two obituaries. The first remembers Betty J. McFarland, age 77, of Monticello, who passed away on Saturday, January 11th, at her residence. Visitation was held on January 16th at the Maggie Wright Funeral Home in Monticello, followed by a private family funeral services and interment in Monticello Township Cemetery. Next, we honor Thelma Ruthine Cloud, age 92, who passed away on January 14th at the Jefferson Nursing Home in Lee's Summit, Missouri. A graveside service was held in Hoopston, Illinois, with additional services at a later date. Next, we want to honor some Piatt County residents who've made us proud by their achievements. We'll start with the Blue Ridge Lady Night Senior Night, which celebrated and recognized all that Maya Laidley and Marcine Salmi have done for the Blue Ridge Lady Nights program. Next up, Mrs. Probst was awarded Sarah Gordo's January Crystal Apple Award. And next, during the first meeting of the season for the Sarah Gordo High School Scholastic Bowl team, they won all three matches. Next up, the men's students of the quarter celebrated with a lunch party with their teachers and friends. And we want to congratulate Samantha Frizee, who was honored as Bement High School Student of the Quarter. Sammy is the daughter of Carla Jennings and Jason Frizee. Next up, we want to congratulate Amanda Dasher of Monticello, who is named to the Dean's List of Shenandoah University, which is located in Winchester, Virginia. Next up, we congratulate Ashley Shields of the Lakeview College of Nursing, who was awarded several scholarships. Ashley Shields is from DeLand, and we congratulate her on the Lakeview College Nursing Scholarship. Next up, we want to congratulate Lauren Rose, who was named to Missouri State University's Dean's List this fall. This concludes our reading of the January 22nd edition of the Piatt County Journal Republican. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week.